Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the 80/20th CEO, Take Command of Your Business in 100 Days by Bill Kennedy. Readers are introduced to a compelling guide aimed at CEOs and business leaders seeking to revitalize their leadership approach and business performance. Kennedy leverages the Pareto Principle, famously known as the 80/20th rule, which suggests that 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. This book delves into how this principle can be applied to leadership strategies, decision-making, and overall business operations to dramatically enhance productivity and outcomes. With a focus on actionable insights and practical steps, Kennedy promises a transformation in how CEOs approach their roles, leading to significant improvements within a concise timeline of 100 days. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the 80/20th rule. The 80/20th rules, or the Pareto Principle, is a fundamental concept in The 80/20th CEO, where Bill Kennedy explains its origins and how it relates to business and personal productivity. The principle asserts that a small portion of input or effort, roughly 20%, is responsible for the majority, approximately 80%, of the results. This section breaks down the principle's applications in various aspects of business management, including prioritizing tasks, streamlining operations, and focusing on the most profitable products or services. Kennedy provides readers with strategies to identify the 20% of their actions that yield 80% of their successes, encouraging leaders to reallocate resources and attention to maximize output and efficiency. Secondly, strategic decision-making. Bill Kennedy emphasizes the critical role of strategic decision-making in achieving swift and impactful results. He argues that CEOs should apply the 80/20th rule to make decisions that prioritize high-impact actions and initiatives. This involves a detailed analysis of business activities to distinguish between those that are truly driving the company forward and those that are not. Kennedy offers methodologies for evaluating opportunities, risks, and investments, guiding leaders to apply a focused approach to decision-making. This ensures that efforts and resources are concentrated on what truly matters, significantly increasing the likelihood of achieving desired outcomes. Thirdly, cultivating effective leadership, Kennedy moves beyond mere business strategies to delve into the essence of effective leadership within the 80/20th context. He argues that a leader's time and energy should be focused on areas that yield the greatest impact on their team's engagement and productivity. This includes fostering a culture of empowerment, where employees are encouraged to take ownership of their work, and developing a clear vision and direction for the company. The book provides insights into how CEOs can become more effective leaders by being strategic about where they direct their focus, thus amplifying their influence and the performance of their business. Fourthly, optimizing operations and processes. Operational efficiency is a cornerstone of the insights provided in the 80/20th CEO. Kennedy illustrates how applying the 80/20th rule to operations and process management can lead to significant improvements in productivity and cost reduction. This chapter dives deep into methods for identifying inefficiencies within existing processes and strategies for eliminating waste. Through real-world examples and practical advice, readers learn how to streamline their operations, from supply chain management to customer service, ensuring that they are focusing on the most impactful areas of their business. Lastly, achieving personal and organizational growth. The final key topic revolves around leveraging the 80/20th rule for personal and organizational growth. Kennedy highlights the importance of continuous learning, self-improvement, and adapting to change for CEOs and their companies. This involves setting clear personal and professional growth goals and identifying the 20% of skills and knowledge areas that will contribute to 80% of that growth. The book encourages leaders to foster a growth mindset within their organizations, promoting innovation, resilience, and a readiness to tackle future challenges head-on. In conclusion, Bill Kennedy's The 80/20th CEO, Take Command of Your Business in 100 Days, is an indispensable read for current and aspiring CEOs and business leaders looking to make a substantial impact in a short amount of time. By focusing on the critical 20% that drives 80% of results, readers are guided through a transformative process that touches on strategic decision-making, leadership effectiveness, operational efficiency, and personal growth. The book acts as a blueprint for leaders who wish to elevate their business and team's performance radically. Its insights are not only applicable within the 100-day timeframe, but also serve as foundational principles for sustainable success. For anyone seeking to refine their leadership approach and accelerate their company's progress, the 80/20th CEO offers a powerful strategic toolkit. If you would like to support Bill Cannady, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.